Here's some stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a sunny day today, 65 to 70. We'll check the details on that forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Taking a look at those stories that we're following for you, a couple of heavyweight politicians in our area, Governor Lamont and Yehanna Hayes, experienced Kent, Connecticut, as they were there spending a spring-like day with outdoor lunch and visiting with local merchants on Thursday. Joining them at J.P. Gifford's was Kent First Selectman Gene Speck and Democratic Town Committee Chairwoman Patricia Orris. Touching on issues, the governor said inflation on residents' minds is the important message, but he believes his administration has helped address concerns by passing large middle-class tax cuts and aid for children. When asked about Charon Hospital, which is proposing to shutter its labor and delivery unit, the governor said, quote, "You need a hospital and you need maternity wards if you want people to move into the area," end quote. Several people visited with Hayes before the governor arrived. Judy Brown of Sherman, a retired teacher, said she's a strong supporter of the 5th Congressional District representative from Wolcott. Well, it happened 2 years ago, it happened 4 years ago, and it happened again now. Vassar College is getting the polling site after a court ruling agreed to that under the new state law. A Dutchess County Supreme Court judge ruled the county's Board of Elections must comply with state law by designating a polling site on the Vassar College campus. This is a battle that's been going on for years. The League of Women Voters of the Mid-Hudson Region and a Vassar College student professor filed complaints against the County Board of Elections and Republican Commissioner Eric Haight on Tuesday, stating the Board of Elections failed to comply with the state law passed this year requiring colleges with a significant population of registered voters the option to have a polling place on campus. The judge stated in her decision, quote, "The plain language of the election law, G4-104-5A, which includes the word shall as opposed to may or should, specifically mandate the designation of a voting polling place on a college or university campus," end quote. She said the petitioner demonstrated the campus satisfied the requirements, which was to have 300 or more registrants on campus. Vassar College has roughly 1,100 registered voters on its town of Poughkeepsie campus, though most are split among three electoral districts. The decision is among the first, if not the first, time the law has been passed in April as part of the state budget. An approved process has been tested in court. It came with less than a week remaining before the November 8th general election. Democrat Elections Commissioner Hannah Black said three polling places and two voting machines should be set up at Vassar College, though the locations have not yet been determined. Two possibilities are the Villard Room in the main building and Ola in Ely Hall. The campus polling site will be programmed for all districts represented on campus, and the other off-campus polling sites for those districts will remain open. Well, out of Berkshire County, your gas bill will go up an average of $6.99 a month this winter, but it could have been higher, according to a story in the Berkshire Eagle. With cold weather looming on the horizon, Berkshire Gas Custer Company learned Wednesday that their utility bills would be lower than they could have been this winter. The state attorney general's office reached a settlement agreement with Berkshire Gas that reduces the utility proposed distribution rate increase by $1.7 million from $7.4 to $5.7 million. The reduction affects all 40,000 residential, commercial, and industrial gas customers in Berkshire Gas and will be phased in over the next 2 years, starting in January. The settlement also prevents Berkshire Gas from imposing any other rate increases before November 1, 2025. Under the settlement, rates will increase by 2.93% during the peak winter period and 2.85% in off-peak periods for residential heating customers, resulting in an average monthly increase of $6.99 per month during the peak months and $1.32 a month during the off-peak months, according to the parent company, Berkshire Gas. A reminder, voter day registration. Well, you can register and vote on election day. People can register from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Connecticut. If you're in line at the EDR site at 8 p.m., you can remain in line to complete your registration and vote. You will need to provide proof of identity and residency. The Congregational Church of Salisbury will present its monthly midday music and meditation today. That begins at 12 and goes to 12:30 at 30 Main Street in Salisbury. The Falls Village Scholarship Association hosting their bingo after a two-year hiatus. That'll be tonight at 7 p.m. at the Lee H. Kellogg School in Falls Village. A Bunko fundraiser for the Sharon Fire Department being held tonight. Doors open at 6:30. Play starts at 7. Sponsored by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary at the Sharon Firehouse on West Main Street in Sharon. Masks are not required but encouraged. More information, 860-364-0292 or 860-364-0486. All Saints of America Orthodox Christian Church holding its winter clothing drive on Saturday. Pickup will take place tomorrow from 9 till 3 at the church, which is located at 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury. Some other things that are going on in and around our tri-state region for this weekend: the Grumbling Griffins Drama Workshop at the library, where you can learn American Sign Language through drama with the Grumbling Griffins. It's Saturday and Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. For more information, contact the library. Arts and Crafts Festival at Berkshire South Community Center will be held on Saturday from 11 until 3 and outdoors at 15 Crissy Road. The pre-holiday market features contemporary artisans, crafters, and more. By the way, the Midnight Anthem will provide live music from 11:30 till 2:30. More information is available at 413-528-2810, extension 37. The Fishes and Lowe's Food Pantry, which supports families in need, will hold a cupcake benefit on Saturday, November 5th. The location will be at the Pilgrim House, 30 Grattan Avenue, North Canaan, during the annual Calico Fair. The Smithfield Church on Saturday will hold a concert at 4 p.m., the Bang Family Concert. For more information, you can contact them at thesmithfieldchurch.org or 518-598-8276. Veteran Storytelling Workshop is live at the Ankrum Opera House. That is tonight from 3 until 5 p.m. More information at the Ankrum Opera House. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum announces their spotlight exhibit, The Life of Charcoal Annie. The opening reception for that is tonight. The public is invited to attend at the gallery from 5 until 7 p.m. tonight. More information, sharonhist.org. And on Saturday, the Sharon Taconic Grange is having a square dance, contra dance. That happens tonight. The square and contra dance will happen from 7 to 9 p.m. More information on admission and more is available at 860-364-5373. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average opens up the day today at 32,000.25, the NASDAQ at 10,542.94, and the S&P 500 at 37,19.89. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.